Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention visitors, right now is 4 o'clock. The special exhibit rooms in the Bronx Museum will be closing in 10 minutes. The museum cafe and gift shop will remain open for another hour from now. If you have checked your coats or bags when you entered, please be sure to collect them before you leave. Remember that the new exhibit from East Asia, The Mystery of Ming Dynasty, will be opening next month. You can pick up a discounted coupon for this exhibit as you're leaving the museum today. Once again, the museum will be closing in 10.
Number 71. What is the main purpose of this announcement? Number 72. When will the gift shop in the museum close? Number 73. What will happen next month? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention employees, please remember that this is the last week you'll be able to enter the assembly plant without a photo identification. If you haven't received your photo ID yet, please go to the security office on the first floor to get yours. Starting next Monday, all employees need to scan their badge at the main entrance in order to unlock the door. If you don't have your ID with you, you'll need to call your department to clear your ID. As before, guests must register at the front entrance to receive a temporary ID cards. If you have any questions about the new policy, please speak with the security officer, Richard Smith, at extension 855. Thank you and have a nice day.
Number 74. What is this announcement about? Number 75. According to the announcement, why should some employees go to the security office? Number 76. What does the man imply when he says,
"Call your department to clear your ID"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for purchasing the Cyber 2000 digital camera and watching this introductory DVD. My name is Anne, and I'll give you a step-by-step introduction on how to use this equipment and get the best quality picture. There are many functions built in this camera to capture the images and motions of all kinds. We'll go through them one at a time, and you'll learn how to use each function. But before I start, I strongly recommend you to register your camera online at www.cyber2000.com for future services and benefits. And you'll also find all the information you are about to see in your Cyber 2000 Easy to Carry Handbook. Now, let us start the first step by turning your camera on and pushing the power button on the upper right-hand corner.
Number 77. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 78. What will the listeners be reviewing? Number 79. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
As the president of ENE and Associates, it is my great pleasure to announce this year's recipient of the Outstanding Employee Awards, Miss Sheila Wilson. During the last year alone, Sheila helped the company to gain 6 new major advertising accounts, including the Virgin Airline and Tepsi Cola. This is mainly due to her creativity and effective communication skills with both clients and her teammates. Under Ms. Wilson's leadership, her team made some of the most creative and innovative campaigns in our company's history. Those advertisements not only satisfied the customers, but helped a lot to increase our clients' sales and public images. Now, before we invite Sheila up to the stage, we'd like to show you a short video highlighting some of her most successful campaigns she had worked on. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 81. What kind of company does the speaker probably work for? Number 82. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Helped a lot to increase our clients' sales"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement. Is your company planning a large meeting or picnic? Well, Stewards Food specializes in catering for corporate events. Whether it is a picnic with employees and their families, business luncheon with international clients, or an award ceremony with hundreds of participants, we offer a wide variety of healthy and delicious food and excellent services. Visit our website to check our sample menus that our chefs made from their special recipes and pictures of the events we had helped. And if you like to receive a price estimate for your event, simply click on the customer service link online and fill out the estimate request form. Once the form has been submitted, our staff will contact within 2 business days. So, schedule your next special event with Stewards Food. Number 83. What type of event does Stewards Food specialize in? Number 84. What is available on the Stewards Foods website? Number 85. According to the advertisement, how can listeners request a price estimate? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Amy. Thank you for agreeing to create the next month's book display. As you know, the theme is organic life. I just called to let you know that I need a list of books or magazines you might want to use in the display. You're more than welcome to use any of the books, posters, or other promotional materials in the store to look the display more attractive. But when you use the books, be sure you keep a record of everything you use in display. That way, we'll know where all our merchandise items are and answer questions our customers might have on the display. I'll be visiting other branches tomorrow, but feel free to call or contact me at any time to my mobile phone. Thank you.
Number 86. Where does the caller probably work? Number 87. What is the message concerned about? Number 88. What does the caller ask Amy to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. My name is Julia Anderson, and I'm a sales manager for World Computers Incorporated. I'm thrilled to be at your regional automaker's annual convention and to have the chance to tell you more about our newest product. The new XW-2000 notebook computer was launched less than a month ago and getting rave reviews. This new computer has an unlimited capacity of hard space and twice the maximum speed of the existing line and will work smoothly when your auto salespersons use them as a promotional tool. The outer appearance can be customized to individual preference, and it has more than 12 hours of battery life, and this is much longer than any other product on the market. And today, we offer conference participants a special 30-day trial coupon with no extra cost. Please ask me after the presentation.
Number 89. Where are the listeners? Number 90. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 91. What does the woman mean when she says,
"The outer appearance can be customized"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
This is Satomi Jones, the host of Up to Date, your favorite show that deals with issues in the business world. We have an exciting program ready for you today. Professor Mark Planko, a research psychologist at Fordham University, will talk about peer pressure as a marketing technique. You probably noticed that some of the commercials that force you to buy something say that everyone else is doing it. It may not sound appealing at first, but Professor Planko will tell you that this is the oldest technique in the world of business and is still used by thousands of marketers. Professor Planko has just published a research study that explains how powerful this technique is and how it's been used in the real world today. He will share the results of his study with us after the commercial break.
Number 92. Who is Mark Planko? Number 93. What will be the main subject of the program? Number 94. What did Mark Planko do recently? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
The first item on our agenda is the results of our customer survey. As you may know, we have surveyed 25,000 customers from 18 restaurant locations, including the new Brooklyn branch that just opened last month. As you can see, we're doing well for the most part, and customers are extremely happy with the price value of our food. However, there's one area that's definitely lacking. So for the rest of the meeting, I'd like to address the area with lowest rating. Our operation manager, Matthew Bones, will be compiling a detailed analysis and writing up a report to review our process and also calculate the exact time to make a certain food and deliver it to the customer's table. That will help us to improve our procedure and boost customer satisfaction.
Number 95. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What does the speaker want to discuss with the listeners? Number 97. What will Mr. Bones do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following news report and chart. And now, Radio Max's business report. The main story of the day is the possible acquisition of Starlight Magazine by Sunnydale Corporation. Right now, in the daily newspaper market, Daily Globe has the number one subscription rate in the region. But Sunnydale has been looking for a chance to help increase its market share and expand into the creative market of the publishing industry. The two companies completed the final terms of the agreement yesterday after months of negotiations. The new Sunnydale will have 37% of the market share once the deal is finalized next month. Jack Johnson, a reporter from our station, attended this morning's press conference at Sunnydale's headquarters building. He had an opportunity to ask a few questions to the president. Jack is on the line right now to tell us about what he learned. Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which company will have the biggest market share next month? Number 99. Who is Jack Johnson? Number 100. What event took place this morning?